Teen sets of this and how you scrolling. Ladies like, damn, Papa, you looking right. I love to give you some of this pussy and I'm a dyke. I write when the energy's right to spark friction. DJ cutting and spinning the back mission. Break pop lock ticking. Poetry description for the motion picture reenactment. Activate a hired assassin, keep it classic. Rap revolution, every black, yo, pass that.
Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased red through the woods and ate grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog. Unlike the wolf who made a widower of grandpa. I'm like the saber dog to your baby when you're lost out in the snow. Like a coyote out on the desert. Where the horses never go. And the wolves, they never go.
Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. Well, 11:37, actually. A little bit of a late start today. Sorry about that. It's time for a noise here on the Almighty CITR 101.9 FM. Won't spare you too much gabber here because we got to get to the music and the noise. We're going to start off with a belated Canada Day tune. In case you didn't know, maybe we've got some friends listening all around the world on the World Wide Web. It was Canada Day yesterday, of course. Yay, hope you all had a good one. And it wouldn't be Canada Day if I didn't play this track by the Nihilist Spasm Band from London, Ontario. The world's first noise band, the uncles of punk rock. This is Mother Canada.
This song, Mother Canada, is a new song which is on the new CD. Available for sale at the lobby, called Every Monday Night. Mother Canada, I'm grateful to you, Mother Canada. M is for the many things you have given to me. O is for the other places I don't want to be. T is for the times you've shown you're always on my side. H is for the happiness that swells my heart with pride. E is for the English that is our only official language. R is for Elizabeth Regina, our queen. C is for the cretins around us all like sand. A is for the amplifiers that you gave our hand. It is for
thank you.
Is this microphone on? And now the Temple City Moose Club is proud to present our own Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
That woke you up nice. The Temple City Kazoo Orchestra live from the Temple City Moose Hall with their rendition of A Whole Lot of Love out on Rhino Records, released originally in 1978. That's an original there. Managed to score that in London, Ontario, which brings us to the first band you heard there. And it all ties in with the kazoos because we heard the Nihilist Spasm Band from London, Ontario. From the No 99 box set from the No Music Festival. And the kazoo was primarily the Nihilist Spasm Band's very first instrument of choice to agitate. So there you go. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to move on into some different countries' sonic territory. We did kind of our little tribute to Canada. We're now going to focus on a band that's just been reissued on Columbia Records, originally based in 1968, entitled The United States of America. And afterwards, we'll hear some broadcast, a band that the United States of America, anytime I play it for anyone, they simply ask me, is this the new broadcast? And no, it's not. So you be the judge and compare away. This is The American Metaphysical Circus by the United States of America. Andy Votel remixing broadcast there. This record's almost, wow, 1999. My God, this is almost 10 years old. This is off the Warp remixed 10th anniversary double disc where it's a bunch of Warp artists remixing other Warp artists. Fairly nice celebratory kind of CD. And that's definitely one of the more musical tracks on there. That is Andy Votel remixing broadcast's Book Lovers track. Check that out. And before that, some New York art rock all the way back to 1968. The Presidents of the United States of America. Long out of print record. Finally been reissued by Columbia Records. Thanks, guys. And available at finer record stores on deluxe 180-gram vinyl. Looks just gorgeous. Sounds even better. And you heard American Metaphysical Circus, track one off of that album. Well, top of the noon to you. It's a gorgeous day out. That track kind of made me want to play a little bit more pretty stuff, and then it's going to get just downright ugly after this next set of music. But we got some new stuff by our friends at Strange Attractors Audio House. Portland, Oregon's best record label, put out some fantastic stuff. You can check them out at strangeattractors.com. We got something brand new from Austin, Texas here, a band I'm afraid I've never heard of, and it's their third record, but their first one was Strange Attractors. The band is called My Education, and they've kind of been on tour with collaborated with Dalek, and they've been on tour with Isis and the Red Sparrows, so two fairly reliable bands. And but this is just a pretty little record. The album is called My Education. The album's called Bad Vibrations by the band. It's called My Education, and this track is simply called Arch.
Thank you.
You just heard a trio there consisting of Thomas Hallonsten and brothers Andreas and Johan Bertling. The band is called Tape, a brand new album entitled Luminarium. They come from Sweden, so you know all the good stuff is made there. Out on Hapna Records, distributed by Forced Exposure, so check that out. Very good kind of ambient spelunking kind of music, if you will. And before that, some pretty stuff in the form of My Education from Austin, Texas. Bad Vibrations, the name of the album there. Stranger Tractors Audio House put it out, and that's on, the track was called Arch. 12:30 here on CITR. Thanks for listening to A Noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. You want to hear anything? You want to talk? Give me a shout at 822-2487. As always, this next set is just going to peel the paint off the walls. As always, every Wednesday at the Cobalt is Fake Jazz Wednesdays, Vancouver's best ultimate noise night. This week we have Max Alexander, Human Shield, Lay Beyond, and the Dullmoofs. It's only $3, so come on, check it out. Cobalt, and so for this next set, we're going to hear a nice collaboration between Hototo Gisu and Prurient, and Prurient, no stranger to noise fans. This is a great little collaboration called Snail on a Razor. Out on Prurient's own hospital production CDs. So we'll hear a nice big chunk of this. But we're going to start off, though, with a dedication. Chris Arific from Parts Unknown gave me a lift home last week. And we got kind of into a conversation about classic rock and Pink Floyd in particular, as we were always prone to do when we're driving home. And he asked me if Umagumma was only a field recording album. And I was like, well, no, it's not, actually. It's a double record, record one, kind of featuring a live, all live stuff with kind of old favorites that they were doing. And it was kind of the band's introduction to their live audience and their record-buying audience to David Gilmour replacing Syd Barrett. But record two is divvied into kind of four parts where each member was allowed a solo composition. And so what I'm going to play is kind of the more musical side, but it also becomes really loud and just terrifying. This is a keyboardist Richard Wright's contribution to Umagumma. This is Sisyphus Part 3 and 4.
Thank you. Hello, microbe. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot Grammophon record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell level. Hold on, let's get it. Watch it come. Thank you.
12:31 p.m. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. You've just been listening to Prurient with Hototogisu. Their compilation CD, Snail on a Razor, is blaring on in the background here. Out on Hospital Recordings. And the track here is entitled Flashing Like the Void. And reminding you, if you like stuff like this, head on down to the Cobalt tonight for Fake Jazz Wednesdays, Vancouver's ultimate premier noise night. Coming up in this next set, I'm giving you tons of notice on this show here. 4 weeks from now, July 30th at Richards on Richards, Japan's own Boris returns to Vancouver after deafening audiences for the last 10 years. But they're bringing two bands with them, two bands which I don't think have ever been to Vancouver. First band, real buzzy band, out right now on Hydra Head Records by the name of Torch with an E, from Miami, Florida via Atlanta, Georgia. Fantastic, intense, heavy rock and roll. But the first band we're going to focus on is the first band of the bill, Lair of the Minotaur from Michigan. And this album that I'm holding in my hands here, they have a new one out. Don't have it yet. I have the previous one, The Ultimate Destroyer, and this just about says it all. This album is dedicated to metal, and the song we're going to hear is called Juggernaut of Metal. So how much more metal can that be? So we're going to hear some Lair of the Minotaur, we'll hear some Torch, and we'll have a double shot of Boris for you on A Noise.
Peace. Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Yes, indeed. The Biltmore Cabaret, always a fantastic venue. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. What you just heard in that last set? Well, three killer bands that are all playing together on the same stage in one night. Richards on Richards, July 30th. Lair of the Minotaur, Torch, and Boris. You started off with Lair of the Minotaur there off of their second album, The Ultimate Destroyer, Juggernaut of Metal. You heard some Torch there. Piranha was the name of the track. And then you had a double shot of Boris. Kind of the old and the new. Akuma no Uta, the first album you heard there. Kind of their first real foray into becoming known by North America, put out on Sunno's Southern Lord Records, featuring a ripoff of a classic Nick Drake album cover. And you heard Ibitsu there, and then something off their brand new album, Smile, kind of a return to form. And a chaotic return to form it is. A track there was called Shoot. So stay tuned. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to that show. There is no reason to not check these guys out. Boris in particular, the only band who have ever physically made my ears actually hurt. So there you go. We're going to wrap it up here. We've got, we're not doing the Nurse with Wound list today because I pulled this off my shelf yesterday and forgot what a fun track it is to play, particularly in the summertime. This is Aussie Misu, better known as one of the main bastard pop DJs. And we're going to hear his classic Intro Inspections, 101 songs, all just the introductions, all blended together. And we'll be back to talk to you at 1 o'clock and introduce the Green Majority here on Annoyz. Thank you.
should. And if I could, I would only be in your way. So I'll go. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Da 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 da